Any questions?
Wow.
Any questions for Miss Switzerland? Any scene at all? No scene? You understand everything? Are you sure? So can I ask you a Dharma question since you understand everything? Is Kula Chakra a Buddha? And you don't look like Buddha because he has a wife. So is Kula Chakra, is it Chakra Kula? My English is Kula Chakra a Buddha? But can Buddha have five? I want to be a Buddha. Thank you very much, Miss Zurek.
I'm surrounded by all kinds of weird Europeans with all kinds of weird accents, so I just put it all in one and just talk. I was just kidding, I love Europeans. She's looking at me like, don't you dare fake my accent, you're gonna get it. Have anybody heard my interpretation of a French accent? Has anyone? Huh?
Go ahead.
Okay. Not today. I'm a little nervous because she's real. Around you suckers, you don't know what French people sound like, so I can say anything. If I say it around, she's like, no, that doesn't sound French at all.
Yes, I'm very afraid to speak English, because I don't speak English very well.
Any more questions? You like her? And she's very sultry. Do you see that? She's like,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Why do you think her husband loves her so much? She always says, go ahead.
And her husband's like, really?
The first time they met, the very first time they met, Miss Mustang said to her husband,
go ahead. Go ahead.
And he was like, they're still together. Very sultry. Very. Not one question. Do you speak English? You don't know. But how can you understand me? I see. No questions, huh? Yes, yeah. Uncle Lai, you're still here. You're going to be divorced by the time you get home. Let's go ahead. Uncle Lai speaks once a year. Here he is.
What are dreams?
What are dreams? You have to turn it on. Yes, on.
Yeah. What are dreams? Very often, when I'm dreaming, I can remember it. I'm going to wake up. I cannot remember anything at all.
Okay. So what's your question? No, I really don't understand. When you're dreaming, you remember them. When you wake up, you forget.
Yeah. When I'm dreaming, I know what I'm dreaming. But once I wake up, I don't know what I was dreaming.
Why do you want to remember what you were dreaming? Because your dream is better than your waking?
Because I want to find out what I actually dreams.
On an ordinary, normal level, ordinary, normal, everyday level, dreams are just expressions of our fear. They're expressions of our hopes and likes and dislikes. And they're playing out when we're sleeping, and they're just expressions of our fantasies and our wishes. That's all they are. They don't mean anything. Nothing at all. No meaning. And so when we dream, we want to get a new car, maybe these few weeks we've been thinking about getting a new car. So it's just an expression of what we want to do, okay? On a person who is practicing dream yoga, or a person who is more practiced in dreams, in the waking state, their mind is very focused and very sharp. Very focused and sharp. When they're sleeping, they can also enter a very subtle and sensitive state of the mind that's very, very sharp. At that time, the mind is open to receiving
messages, to see what has happened, to receive messages, perhaps sometimes from Dakinis, sometimes messages from Dharma protectors, or sometimes even for the Yidams or Buddhas themselves, they can receive. And therefore, their mind is very sensitive. They can receive messages. And sometimes dreams are played out that gives a message to benefit or help or avert something from someone or to tell them they're going to the right direction. Example, when we're doing retreats, they're a very sensitive time for us to have dreams. And the reason is when we're doing retreats, when we're doing four sessions a day, we blocked out our minds four sessions a day to outer interferences, outer anger and outer desire and outer passions and all types of selfish kinds of thoughts. So our mind is more focused. So when our mind's more focused, we do it for one day, we do it for more 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. Our mind opens up where it's easier for us to have more awareness and sharpness. And therefore, when we have more awareness and sharpness, we are able to receive messages. Sometimes we ourselves develop psychic powers. When we ourselves develop psychic powers, it's very easy to see something that will happen in dreams in the future. But that comes from a very developed person. So therefore, one way of finding reincarnations in Tibet, one way is very well known, is dream yoga. Many high Tibetan lamas can actually sleep, do their prayers, and solicit their yidams before they sleep, and in their dreams they have an indication where a high lama has been born, clear signs written down. And if you check out what they have told you, it comes up very accurately. So dreams are on an ordinary level, are expressions of our fear, anxiety, happiness, joys, wants, desires. And on a higher level, they can be indications of things that were, things that are, and things that will be, that is supposed to avert, stop, or indicate something negative, or encourage us onto something very positive. Example, when we do a retreat and we do it well, we hold our vows, we do the meditations correctly, we can have dreams such as walking up a mountain, seeing the sunrise, seeing the ocean, being given milk, being washed. Those are very, very good signs. Very, very positive signs. Okay? So therefore, dreams are on two levels, in short. Understand? So for people like us, most of the time, I don't remember what I dreamed. I don't remember. You know why? If I remember, who does it benefit? Why waste my memory on something like that? Is dream finished? So I don't waste my time in trying to remember what I dreamed because it doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference. I'm trying to remember what I'm doing when I'm awake. That's much more important than remembering what I'm doing when I'm asleep. Okay?